Where the Missing Gather, Burrowhead, Book 2, written by Helen Sedgwick and read by Julie Maisie. A way back. Deborah Jane can still hear the scratching, the terrible scratching like cracked fingernails on wood. It follows her as she runs, like the rasping breath under the wind. The air is filled with it, and the mud that slips and sinks beneath her soles, pulling her down. That noise. The scratching. Shapes are moving around her, crouched but tall, solid, then rippling in the wind that finds its way down the back of her neck, and then she is leaping the fence and racing into the dense woodlands. Ash and silver birch, gnarled oaks, sharp brambles crawling about their roots, and the sudden glint of animal eyes that are gone sooner than she can believe what she's seen. A squirrel. A pine marten. Some kind of weasel. That's all. That must be all. But she runs faster, and there are scratches at her ankles, twigs twisting their way through her hair. And she sees jagged tufts of hair, lighter than her own, baby blonde, matted with blood from where scissors had hacked. No, she mustn't look. She mustn't remember. The bushes are head height now, thicker and darker, sharp nailed. She screams. A deep scratch clawed into her cheek. She spins around, twisted and brittle mimosa, groaning in the wind. A snapped branch, jagged at the fracture. She swipes at it, and then she's off again, thrashing and fighting everything in her way, kicking the bushes that snatch at her clothes until she hears the sound behind her. It's close and deliberate. Crunched undergrowth, a step, a pause, another step. It can't be a person. She's frozen, that scratching, scratching. Then something tugging at her stomach, at her insides. Move. Move. Running again, faster than before, forcing her way through clawing bushes and jagged gorse, eyes glinting out from the undergrowth, and she's leaping the logs and stones in her path, yelling out in the dark to keep going, to get through the woods. What she saw. She mustn't think about what she saw. Keep running. Keep lashing out. Her hand strikes something fleshy. But she keeps moving and racing and yelling, and her paces get wider, and her back gets longer, and soon she's taller than the trees themselves, tall enough to crush the gorse underfoot and let the creatures cling around her wrists like cobwebs. And then she is out. The open, the wind, the night sky with its stars glinting freely above the cloud. She's running through the cold, fresh chill of the clearest, brightest night she has ever seen, and she'll never be able to get back what she has lost. But nothing can stop her now.